Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about the explosion on a Polish railway the other day. I think it was just yesterday, the 17th of November. Mercifully, nobody was killed or injured. And it's on the main railway line leading to the Ukrainian frontier. So as the Prime Minister said, it's an unprecedented act of sabotage and that they will apprehend whoever is behind this, regardless of who their backers are. Now, you'd have to be staggeringly stupid not to realize that this is Russia. Now, no, there isn't proof positive. There almost never is in cases like this. But talk about the motives, the means, and the opportunity. And Russia has done this kind of thing before. Their agents have been caught in Poland, Lithuania, the United Kingdom, other countries, Slovakia, burning down buildings, blowing things up. And in Slovakia, they actually murdered two security guards. I think it was accidental. But nevertheless, if you commit a violent crime, as a result of which people die, you know, you kill them recklessly, not intentionally, that's still murder. Because Russia does this sort of thing all the time. They hire probably Polish low-level criminals, maybe even Ukrainian refugees who don't even know who they're working for, just think it's a gangster thing or whatever. This is good for them because it is a problem for Poland. It might scare Poland off. It might be divisive of Polish opinion, some of whom are fed up of supporting Ukraine, and makes it more difficult to ship munitions to Ukraine and so on. So blindingly, obviously, it's them. But wouldn't it be a Ukrainian false flag? Now, why would they do that? Why would they anger their most important ally in Europe? Because, you know, Poland has got the biggest army in Europe and donates a lot of military kit to Ukraine, not as much as they did before, is home to more Ukrainian refugees than any other country. Because if they did this and got caught, you think of the repercussions of them. Put it this way, they've never done this to a railway anywhere else. Why would they do this to their friends? Russia will always do it and claim it was a false flag. Oh no, somebody else will do it. If you believe the Russian denials, you'll probably believe them when they say there is no war in Ukraine, or that they didn't invade Ukraine, or that they're going to take Kiev within 2 days of the war starting, or that the massive military buildup on the borders of Ukraine was no threat to anyone. Just lie after lie after lie after lie, no matter how flagrant, that when they invaded Crimea in 2014, know that they weren't Russian troops. Russian-speaking men coming from Russia are not Russian, wearing Russian army uniforms, carrying Russian army-issue weapons. No, that they're not Russian. You would have to be extremely thick to believe these denials. Now, I know everybody lies, and everybody government lies, but one government lies far more than any others. I mean, when Russia tells the truth, that's the exception and not the norm. And these are absolute whoppers, the most blatant lies. Anyway, we go on. The Polish government says it's very likely that it was carried out on the orders of foreign services. Maybe foreign intelligence officers didn't do it themselves. There are not that many Russian intelligence officers in Poland, because some of them be on diplomatic cover. You know, they're not that many Russian diplomats, many be expelled. Some of them might have no diplomatic cover, as in could be arrested, could be jailed. So were they trying to hire Poles or Ukrainians or other people to work for them, doing it for, you know, money, ideological conviction, because they've been blackmailed, whatever, or because the Ruskies have managed to stroke their ego. So Warsaw's being circumspect about this, not actually naming Russia, but I mean, it's erasing certainty that it's them, because there have been several sabotage attacks, there have been arse attacks in Poland, there have been parcel bombings, and so forth. So that's why it's kinetic warfare. Things are actually going bang, though I don't think anyone in Poland has been killed thus far. So we know that obviously Russia has a history of Poland, occupied eastern Poland for a very long time, and really did nothing for Poland. And I know that Russian imperialism did have some positives in places like Azerbaijan or Kazakhstan or Tajikistan or Kyrgyzstan, right? But Poland really didn't. Poland, you know, most advanced country in Central Europe, they don't want to be called Eastern Europe, which had very high literacy, which had nascent democracy, even in the 18th century, which had fantastic architecture, which made some scientific breakthroughs, was really ahead of Russia in just about every way. And their language was degraded, and they attempted to lobotomize them in terms of identity and so forth, to Russify them. They were oppressed and discriminated against. Those who wanted freedom were sent to the Gulag, you know, and this is going obviously in even into the 1980s, when obviously the Polish puppets ruling them, gallant Polish resistance fighters who fought against the Third Reich. They were then attacked by the Red Army. Before the Second World War was even over, The Polish Home Army was savaged by the Soviet Army. Some of them sent to slave labor. Some of them false accused of being Nazis. I mean, just the foulest inversion of the truth ever, despite being the Soviet Union, which actually was a collaborator of Nazi Germany in the invasion of Poland in 1939. The Soviet Union started in the Second World War along with Germany. The difference is Germany's at least apologized for it, and so on. So this bomb attack was 100 kilometers southwest of Warsaw, so quite a major line. And I know there's railway line can you can turn off other places as well. So some of the section of track is missing. So there's some people going on a train had to make an emergency stop. And thanks, because the railways are so good and the drive was so good, nobody was injured. But a lot of people could very easily have been killed, and so on. So, it was last year parcel bombers were sent from Lithuania using couriers. I don't think anyone was killed, actually. Some were sent to the UK on cargo planes, and one exploded in the DHL warehouse. I mean, it's staggering no one's been killed. It's just a matter of time that's happened. They've been turning off the GPS everywhere on these planes, flying over Poland and the Gulf of Finland and so on. They did that to the plane of Grant Shapps, who was Defence Secretary of the United Kingdom at the time. So, wow. So why isn't there stronger pushback? I mean, pusillanimity. Partly, Putin has his stooges amongst neo-Nazis and communists in Western countries. This is escalatory. Well, no. Putin trying to blow up a Polish train, that's escalatory. More sanctions is not. Sending more weapons to Ukraine, allowing the Ukrainians to defend themselves is not escalatory. Okay, Russia can de-escalate and withdraw and end the war today, and then nobody will ever be killed again. There are economic considerations. You know, European countries still haven't completely weaned themselves off Russian oil and gas, and they don't want that. You can do that, but it'll cost you, and the global price will go up. People make money from trading with them, really. It's that simple. All trade is not actually forbidden. Some sort of trade is allowed. And then there's indirect trade, where you sell things to Armenia, for example, who might then sell it onto Russia, despite that being illegal, despite not for resale, that clause in the sales contract. They're just doing it anyway, via Serbia, via wherever. This war will end one day. Companies want back into Russia. Although Russia's damaged its economy significantly, it's still a country of 140 million people. At least 10% of them have a middle-class standard of living, according to Western standards. Its hydrocarbons are going to be significant for, you know, a century. It'll probably be a century the world completely ends use of hydrocarbons. So Russia cannot be completely ignored. And there are enough useful idiots out there who follow for the Kremlin propaganda, and so forth. Goodness. So that's why, because Trump is thick, he's ignorant, he's enamored of tyrants, he's a wannabe tyrant, he's been outspoken in his admiration of Putin, absolutely gushing over him, effusive for years about what a good relationship with him, and then saying, I've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with Russia, despite having been there several times and tried to lump Trump Tower and fronted Miss World and Crocus City Hall, Moscow. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callahan, 79@gmail.com. And Slava Ukraina, Heroim Slava.